Hi.
Well, hi there.
Okay. A friend of mine told me about this teaching model called primetime learning. So what's that about?
Okay. Well, primetime learning is a kind of research-based, flipped learning type, but highly practical teaching method developed here at the University of Jyväskylä.
Okay. Wait a moment. I've heard this term flipped learning before, but what was that about?
Well, flipping merely refers to the practice of students doing things in the classroom mm-hmm. that they used to do at home and the other way around. But however, the more relevant thing is the idea of active learning, which mm-hmm. often also happens collaboratively.
Okay, right now I remember. But how does this primetime model support collaboration and student activity?
Well, actually, the very foundation of the model is based on collaboration, mm-hmm. meaning that before the course begins, the class is divided into groups of, let's say, four or five students, mm-hmm. Which remain the same throughout the course, mm-hmm. commit the students to studying and provide them with a safe social environment for interactions and discussions.
Okay. Okay, still a bit vague, maybe. What do those groups then do in practice?
Okay, well, now we get into business. Mm-hmm. So after making the groups, the actual studying follows a weekly process with four phases: principles, practice, problems, and prime time. And the first phase is principles. So that's when the students familiarize themselves with a new topic, watch short videos, and read from the textbook. The goal is not yet to understand everything, but to gain knowledge for an overall picture of the topic and to learn the central principles. Mm-hmm. And the second phase is practice. That's when the group meets whenever they want, wherever they want, and without the teacher, to complete a set of online assignments prepared by the teacher. So during the meeting, the group practices using the previously learned principles in a controlled environment, aiming to deepen their understanding of the topic. Mm-hmm. And the third phase is problems. After learning the principles and practicing their use, the students are given real-life problems that invite them to use and apply their knowledge in diverse situations.
Okay.
And the fourth phase is the prime time, a genuine meeting between the group and the teacher. So it's kind of the group's quality time with the teacher, hence also the name for the model. So during prime time, the teacher is fully at group's disposal and the group can do basically whatever they want with the precious time of the teacher. And this is how the group can benefit from the teacher's presence just around the most challenging and choosiest issues that the members of the group are struggling with. The easy bits can be ignored even. And so the learning proceeds from week to another: principles, practice, problems, prime time, and so on.
Uh-huh. So the learning is constructed quite systematically.
Exactly. The four-phase process is based on the four parts of Bloom's taxonomy along knowledge dimension. In principles, student acquires factual knowledge by remembering. In practice, student acquires conceptual knowledge by gaining understanding. In problems, student acquires procedural knowledge by applying and analyzing. And in prime time, student acquires metacognitive knowledge by synthesizing and evaluating.
Okay, now I'm starting to grasp this. But wait a minute, where are the lectures?
Well, that's the thing, there are none. All the time spent with the teacher is quality time. The meetings are very personal, whereby teaching can reach much more fertile ground. Teachers and also students' valuable time is being used more effectively. And the teacher learns to know the students, really know them personally.
But this requires a lot of time and resources.
Well, not necessarily, as the lectures and recitation classes disappear. The need for resources is actually easy to calculate. Teaching requires some 10-15 minutes per student for each week and teacher. Yet the most important thing has still not been mentioned.
What's that?
Well, assessment. Formative assessment. It's somewhat hidden in this process description, but is absolutely central in the model. Assessment is carefully designed to support students at every single step during the four-phase process. The learning process and the assessment are highly aligned. This is beneficial both for the student learning and for the teacher's assessment. And there is no exam.
Well, you've really turned things upside down.
Yeah, maybe so.
But what do the students think? This must be quite confusing.
Well, not so. In fact, students have adopted the model quite quickly. Mm-hmm. So collaborations, yeah, it troubles some. Mm-hmm. But generally, the students realize well how the model teaches also generic working life skills.
All right, yeah, working life skills. They seem to be integrated here and there in the model. And there are quite a few different elements as well.
Yep, collaboration, studying independent of time and place, time management skills, technology support, interaction, genuine teacher presence, and so on. And each of these elements are a very natural part of the model as a whole.
Okay, hey, thanks a lot. I have to get going, but can I read more about this somewhere?
Sure, we've also documented the model. Mm-hmm. For you, I could recommend, for instance, this open access article.
Okay, I'll write it down. So thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks. It was nice talking to you.